Anyway, Shauna's school run. Where did you go, Shauna?
So I went to Adamstown Educate Together, which I will say is very close to my house, but that was just a happy coincidence.
That's okay.
It is. It's once fine. In a while, yeah. It's all right. Yeah. But I spoke to the kids from Mr. Kennedy's, Miss Buckley's, Miss Harrison and Mr. McElwain's first and second classes, and they were brilliant, full of chat. So I spoke to Malik, Abbas, Yasin, Jude, Esma, Rohan, Sanvi, Alex, Eilish, Adavita, Adam, Saifullah, Eni, Nahasha, Matilda, Arav, Neela, Abdul, Malik, Naysay, Riga and Kevin.
Very good. Well yes. done. Some unusual names there
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And the one that she tripped over was Alex, actually.
I know, yes. So it's going too fast.
So Adamstown Educate Together. So yeah. Hi to everybody there. And you really enjoyed
oh,
it.
Oh, such a lovely
she
school.
She came in with a big smile on her face the next day.
Mr. Now, Kennedy yeah. listens all the time. They all listen all the time.
Oh, very
and
good.
So they knew all about this and they were dying to have us down. So,
excellent. Yeah. So what did you ask them about then?
So we had been talking earlier this week about pocket money, and we spoke about the Irish average for pocket money, which is €6 per week
yeah.
If you're under 12. So I asked the lads if they thought this was true and if they felt that children needed more or less pocket money.
No, not really, because my mom, she doesn't really have that much money, so I'm just going to leave her with her money.
That's perfect, because we can buy so much things with €6, because we have 600 cents.
I get pocket money for like doing jobs and other stuff. I get like 20 cents.
So do you think children need to have money?
No, their parents have money. They can get them the stuff they want.
Usually sometimes I get €10. I'm usually saving it for drone.
Yes. What do you get?
€200.
No, 200 cents.
My mom and dad never give me money. I too little have too much money because I'm only 6 years old.
Only 6 years old. You don't need too much money at 6.
No. And you are looked after, but there's a lot of logic going on there. They're always brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah. And very thoughtful, because a lot of the kids were saying, there's no point in me taking money off mum and dad because they need it.
Exactly.
They need
it
to buy me food and clothes and all that kind of
stuff. Exactly, and they're well looked after.
Yeah.
So we normally ask them about two things, so did you keep going?
Yes, so we had spoke about sharing things. There was a survey last week about couples sharing towels and deodorant and Netflix accounts and all that, but how they wouldn't share a toothbrush. So I asked the kids, what was the thing that they would never share with anybody?
They sound like they would share with everybody.
There was everything. There's a few things.
Yeah. A few things you just never share.
Never.
Okay.
I'll never share my food. I don't want them to get the same DNA as me.
I would never share my parents because I love them and they keep me comfortable when I'm sad.
I think it depends how much we know each other and it depends how much I like it.
Would you share your hairbrush?
No.
Why not?
Because maybe if they have life.
You should not use your toothbrush with other people because it might cause a virus like the coronavirus.
Yeah, I would share a hairbrush to my mom. I don't share toothbrushes because my mom doesn't allow me to share toothbrushes to people because it's mine.
I would say no way to sharing my toothbrush because then you're just sharing germs.
Yeah.
You're dead right.
Yes. I must say, they sound like they're very well brought up.
Yes.
And they're very well educated both in the school and at home.
They were
as well.
Very aware of the coronavirus and that if everyone's sharing toothbrushes, then the coronavirus could be rampant. Yeah.
So, did you mention Katie, the secretary?
No, I didn't, but now is her moment.
Yeah,
Katie
okay.
was so welcoming, and I got lost, even though it's very close to my house, I still got lost, and I had to ring her and say, I'm at a monument, and she was like, where's the monument? I don't know. Yeah. So thank you to Katie, and Mr. Kevin Kennedy, who organised it. He was lovely.
Very good.
And very
thank
welcoming.
You to everybody in Adamstown. Educate Together in Adamstown in Dublin. Shauna, thanks so much.
Thank you.